it. We've had some words, so perhaps we can hear from Ben first and then from Rainer, please.
Right, okay. The sentence I got was from Psalm 64:9. We will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. The sentence I got was very much, we should use the resurrection as an opportunity to inspire us in our daily walk with the Lord. And also when things get a bit tough, to also cling to it. As if God died for us, which is a pretty amazing and mind-blowing thing. It's something we should cling to each and every day.
Amen. Thank you. Rainer.
Jesus says to us, to each one of us, place your hands in my hand, in my side. Those wounds bring healing to each one of you.
Yes, in the gospel today, that many of us would have heard, in our churches would have heard of gospel about doubting Thomas. So, let's just think what it takes. What does it take for us to really believe the death and resurrection, that Jesus died for our sake, that we can recall that message every day as an important part of our lives, as part of our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And can we hear from Trevor then, please, and then from Bob?
Yeah, I sense the Lord was saying this. Antioch, allow your weaknesses to show my strength.
And Bob?
The word that I wanted to share was one that I received during the Lord's Day prayer time last night. It's an old word, but a new word. I felt like the Lord was saying to us, you are not grandsons and granddaughters. You are sons and daughters of the living God.
Amen. Amen. And finally, can we hear from Rebecca?
I just felt the sense of the Lord saying when we were singing that song about let our praises fill the air as we rejoice. We felt that the Lord was saying something like, you have no idea what happens in Acton, what happens in Hillington or wherever else when your worship fills the air and when your worship fills this space around you. You have no idea what's going on in the spiritual realm.
Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca. So let's be encouraged. Let's be encouraged that our worship and our praise does make a difference. And let's be encouraged that we are sons and daughters of God, and that he wants us to carry with us the message of the good news of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, day in, day out, to all those whom we meet. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for those words. And